This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jharkhand today to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates for assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the first public meeting in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. These will be PM Modi's first election rallies in Jharkhand after announcement of poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phase polling to be held on 13th and 20th of November. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly elections. The state will go to polls on 20th of this month in single phase to elect a new assembly. Major alliances competing are the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Maha Vikas Aghadi. The ruling Mahayuti alliance, consisting of the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, and the opposition Maha Vikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena UBT and NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar, are the main contenders for power, though smaller parties and independents are also in the poll fray. The 7th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly will be inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance that impacts energy access, security and traditions with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will meet today to elect its new speaker with senior NC leader and former minister Abdul Rahim Rathar proposed for the post. As per the list of business for today released by the Assembly Secretariat, the House will meet at 10:30 a.m. and the election of the speaker is the first item on the agenda. The election of the new speaker is likely to be easy as the National Conference has 41 MLAs, while Allies, Congress has 6 and CPI-M has 1 in the 90-member assembly. Madhya Pradesh government increased the compensation to the kin of those killed in wild animal attacks to 25 lakh rupees from 8 lakh rupees. More than 3 times increase has been announced in the compensation after the incident in which 2 people were trampled to death by an elephant near Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve in Umaria district. The Forest Department also captured the elephant that killed 2 people in Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve. Indian Railways is operating around 25 festival special trains today originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Lucknow, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Prayagraj, Darbhanga, Indore and Thiruvananthapuram. According to the Railways, 145 extra special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, plunged nearly 1% in early trading today due to a sell-off in banking, financial and IT stocks as caution prevailed among investors ahead of the US presidential election. The 30-share BSE Sensex tumbled 758 points or 0.95% to 78,966 points, while the Nifty 50 declined 242 points or 0.99% to 24,065 level when the reports last came in. The 14th Hockey India Senior Men's National Championship kicks off today at Chennai's Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium. Running until 16th of November, the tournament will see 31 teams divided into 8 pools battling for the title. In the league stage, teams will face off within their pools, with the top team from each pool advancing to the quarterfinals on 13th of November. The semi-finals are set for 15th of November, followed by the final and a third and the fourth place playoff on 16th of November. India delivered an impressive performance at the Under-19 World Boxing Championship in Colorado, USA, securing 17 medals, including 4 golds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.